Blog Talk Radio.
You ever worry you're going to run out of Rob pictures?
I do, but then I always find more. But I probably will try to shift to something else at some point. I was looking for like an old BCR one where he has the ball necklace today to go with the Aaron Lewis and Fred Durst stories, but I couldn't find it in time. So I just grabbed this one.
Well, I like it.
He looks so annoyed.
Really? You mean the old Rob or the current Rob?
Old Rob.
Annoyed. Oh.
He looks like the guy.
That filter.
The guy from that Seinfeld episode, remember when like Jerry has to watch this guy's dog, Farfel?
Yeah.
And then the guy shows up. That's what Rob looks like. He looks like that guy.
I can't recall it right now.
He's like a drunk British dude, like an older drunk British dude.
Oh, okay. I remember now.
But who is it? What's the name?
I don't remember the guy's name. I remember the dog's name. Farfel.
His name is Gavin Pallone.
Is it really?
In the show, yes.
Oh. Because I think that's... Oh, they did that a lot, though. I think that's like a TV executive.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They named like a lot of characters. Like Lloyd Braun was also was the chairman of ABC for a while. And they used his name.
What show is this?
Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld.
They added an L to his name. It was with one L.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. He looks like that guy's angry brother.
Yes. Does Noah have the Zoom link? Maybe drop that in the group chat, Rob.
You know what's weird? It looks like Rob, but I don't think that's how Rob's going to look when he's like 60, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I'm not going to have such a thick beard.
Like, I can see that it's you, but I don't think that's a natural progression. Not
that's
just
like
the
worst
beer,
case dude. Scenario, Rob,
yeah.
At that age.
It's like a lot of drink. It's like if you drank every day from now until then.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that happened to Chris Holmes.
Oh, man. It's the Chris Holmes filter.
Like, he seriously looks like Chris Hemsworth in the fucking old footage. He looks great. And now he's like a shriveled up hobo.
Yeah.
He looked like a total... Like what Hitler would imagine an Aryan soldier would look like in his old clothes.
I can see that. So, Darren, do you have any ideas for a mid-month episode?
I only just saw that. I was going to put some thought into it, but I don't
Maybe we could discuss tomorrow because there's only 9 days left till the 15th.
Okay. What about another draft?
I feel like that's a big enough thing that that should be a first of the month if we do that. Mid-month is a more like niche ideas, like movies that nobody cares about except us.
If you want to do a movie, like a panel review,
I'd be fine with that.
I just rewatched The Cassandra Crossing.
What is that?
It's about a virus, a rampaging virus.
Oh, my God.
That's going on a speeding train and has O.J. Simpson in it. And it's like a lot of intrigue, and it's got like a big cast.
Is it streaming anywhere?
Oh, I don't know. I have it on a DVD. Let's see. It's on Tubi for free.
Okay, perfect.
It's on Prime for free. So I guess that would eliminate the ads, right?
Yeah. I'm down for a discussion of that. You think it's better for a discussion than a watch-along?
Definitely. It's not like a bad movie, but it's just got a lot of interesting themes to talk about, I would say.
Okay.
I'll come up with a few. Maybe watch a trailer and see if you think it's good, and if it's not, we can come up with something else.
I mean, if you have a couple ideas kicking around, maybe just email us a few links, and we could pick one tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do that tonight.
Cool.
Okay.
Just when I see OJ pop up in something.
Yeah.
It's got Sophia Loren, too.
Ooh. Hey-o.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
I can't hear you.
Mic dead.
Oh.
Now there you go.
Yay.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. Hold on. I just want to make sure my song is at the top.
How is the weather in Arizona?
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Is it like 120 degrees or is it normal for...
No, it's like, I think it's 90 today, but it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. And over the weekend we had rain. It like had like this like passing rainstorm. It was so nice.
World's going to hell. It's raining in Arizona.
No, it's meant to rain in Arizona. There's usually like a river and stuff. And there's monsoon season.
Monsoon Gorilla. Season? Like Gorilla for real? Monsoon. Or did people just jokingly say that?
No, there's real monsoon. It's like after the summer, I think a couple, like 2 weeks after summer, starts monsoon season. So it's not like every day they have a monsoon, but it's And then there's also haboob season.
That kind of season.
Let's
talk about it on the show.
Okay,
so
yeah. You're going to have to give us the update
Arizona
of
facts.
What you've been up to for the last month.
Feels like Arizona here right now.
Yeah.
So can you just call Block Talk? And then I think we're good to go.
Excuse me.
excuse me.
Go!
You guys hear it?
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Big news this week, as Dave Mustaine...
Musica.
Musica. This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, what a
on.
Bitch.
Just do. Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Big news this week, as Dave Mustaine finally joined Cameo. I can't wait until some clever Livecast fan pays Dave hundreds of dollars to call David Ellison a cock destroyer. Dave spunk those wallets. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
De-spunk those wallets. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Can you do that in Dave Mustaine voice?
De-spunk those wallets. It's sexier that way.
She needs a new partner, so.
Who, Dave?
No, Rebecca Moore.
I was going to say, I don't know what his pronouns are.
The Cock Destroyers are no more. I think we talked about this on the show.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It is Tuesday, July 6th, 2021. So glad to have you. It's Rob here with Sid, Darren, and welcome back, Noah. Yay!
Hello, Noah.
Yay. Whole squad.
We're
are
here.
You calling me old?
What?
No, full squad, she said, not old squad.
Oh, I thought you said old squad.
Oh, she said.
Jeff, you're all mixed up today.
It's ageism, it's sexism, it's all sorts of isms.
Jizz thrown off by all the estrogen in the room. but yeah, great to have you back, Noah. How is Arizona? You were briefly mentioning before the show that it's pretty nice there.
Yeah, you guys were asking me about the weather. It is hot over here, but it's a comfortable hot. And we had some rain over the weekend, which is not something weird. It's a desert. And I was sharing with you guys, there's monsoon season after the summer, and there's also a haboob season.
What's a haboob season, Noah?
That sounds like an Israeli thing. That's like, did you bring that with you?
That's what happens in the Negev.
Is that a female habibi? A habibi and a haboobie?
Haboob is actually from an Arabic word. It's a sandstorm.
Okay. That's got to be awful. Have you experienced that yet, or is that still to come?
Yeah, I've seen like sand tornadoes on the side of the road, and I was briefly in one.
Oh, no.
You were in a haboobie, like live.
I was inside of a haboob.
Wow.
You got motorboated by a haboobie.
It was a tiny haboob, though, like an A cup.
Wow, you're really trying to make these titty jokes happen. I give you credit. Pounding it.
Oh, why not?
Pounding the boobs?
Yo.
He's a haboob.
Yo.
Yeah, I've been on the beach for a sandstorm. Those are not fun. It just gets all in your eyes and your crevasse.
Anytime you fart while you're tanning yourself on the beach, it becomes a sandstorm, Rob.
Yeah, we know. I was going to say that's not that's just a regular old garden variety sandstorm. We're talking about a haboobie here.
You're right.
Yeah, when Rob does it, it's a hapoopy.
Oh.
Oh.
Robert has a poopy or whatever his name is.
I've been going swimming. I'm back on the beach now that the weather is warm. I'm very excited.
Oh, I saw a picture of your hot bod.
That's right.
You're looking good.
National Bikini Day.
Can we put
I've
actually. I want to see this bikini.
I've lost an additional 5 pounds. I'll get the photo. So I'm very excited.
Whoa.
Congrats. Last year. In all sincerity, jokes aside, very proud of you.
Yeah, it's very exciting to have something that I enjoy doing and like seeing results from it. I've started swimming with goggles. Before I would just, close my eyes when I go swimming. But now I realize I'm a better swimmer when I have my eyes open.
Wait, hold on a second. I have some follow-up questions.
That's his swim partner, goggles. I met him.
No, swimming goggles.
He's the guitarist for The Offspring, I think.
They're going to say swimming with Gaga.
Who was the other guy that Vince Neil killed in a car accident? Oh. Razzle and goggles.
So you would go swimming at Brighton Beach, eyes closed, with the possibility of bumping into someone's baba.
Or a needle.
Or a haboob.
That's not really a possibility because what happens is I go very early in the morning, so it's not that many people. Mm-hmm. And I swim out like away from the crowds, like at the foot of the ocean, if it's a high tide, it's awesome for me because then I'm just completely separated from people because they don't like to go too far in. And so in my area, there's really no one to bump into. It's more just I found that with my eyes closed, it's more of a resting mentality as opposed to an active mentality. So I like to keep them open.
And also,
not afraid of undertow.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't go that far out, and I'm a pretty good swimmer, I would say. I'm pretty confident in my swimming to get out of that.
But when you go periscope down, like, you just look around you and see if there's any people around beforehand. So, even though you close your eyes, there's no one in your general vicinity that you're going to smash into, right?
Yeah.
The only thing is, what I worry about in the Brighton Beach-type waters is that it's so cloudy, like, there's no visibility directly in front of you.
That's not necessarily true. It depends on the day. There's actually some days where it's incredibly clear. Mm-hmm. Some days where it's a little cloudier. But my biggest revelation since wearing the goggles, it's been about a week or two, is there are an insane amount of crabs. Like
crabs?
Yes, and giant ones.
Yikes.
What?
Genital crabs?
No, like
more than
the
goggles,
actual crabs. So,
take any home, boil those motherfuckers.
I could, but then I feel guilty. I'm like, no, this is theirs. I'm a visitor in their home.
You grew up in that neighborhood. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's yours too.
No, the water is not my neighborhood.
All these filthy crabs
the
went into my neighborhood.
a
Facebook group about it.
So many crabs. I saw a giant fish. Was like, what? So it's like there's this whole world. I mean, it's not breaking news that there's this whole world underwater.
Rob discovers water under the ocean.
Animals, they swim in the water. It's crazy.
Never touching the ground again in the ocean because it's like, who knows? I have to like really like peek before and do so that's been the craziest thing is just how many crabs there are. And like one day I swam by the pier. And for those of you who don't live in New York, there's just a giant pier by the where the rides are, and that's where all the fishermen kind of go to fish. And I now understand why, because at the pier it was like 10 times as many crabs in that area. It was just absolutely impossible to put my feet down.
Did you accidentally get a hook in your mouth?
No.
Around there, they caught you.
Isn't that a Megadeth song? Hook him out.
Yeah, they reel Rob out of the water. They go, throw it back.
Usually they get boots. They got a boot face this time.
Oh,
deep breath.
Wow.
Got hair all over it.
You know how guys have the mesh inside of their swim trunks, like the underwear. I just imagine Rob swimming and that catches all the crabs. Having crabs in his pants.
Would you eat any of those crabs that came out of that water?
Yeah, some of the crowds that I saw, I was just like, man, those legs look mighty meaty.
Well, I don't mean to disparage the crabs per se. I'm just saying the water is so disgusting.
Yeah,
it's really not that disgusting, especially. It depends. The thing is, I think it's because I go early enough where there's not the litter of humanity ruining it. Although I do see the occasional litter, and I have pocketed litter to then throw out because I just feel so guilty imagining like a fish or something. The other great thing about it is because there's no people there, the birds swim, and it's so awesome to be swimming next to birds and just hearing them flap and like live their lives. And I don't want to interfere. I only get like just close enough where I could observe, but I don't want to like startle them or give them any anxiety. Cause it, like I said, I feel like I am a visitor in their terrain. So it's been great. I highly recommend everybody go hit your local watering hole.
What time do you go? I just want to make sure you're not there when I
I go like around 8 o'clock.
Okay. Noon it is. All right, cool.
I like to go before the lifeguards because they're just so fucking annoying. Like, leave me alone.
Right.
Libertarian swimmer.
Well, yeah, everyone should be allowed to drown on their own terms if they want to.
Well, sometimes they like whistle that I'm like too far out, and I'm just like, bro, I know my limit.
Are you sure that's why they're whistling? Adult. Maybe they think you're hot.
Maybe. You're right. I should try to get
cat calling.
Yeah. You know, Sid reminded me of something because you mentioned restaurants and then we started talking about crabs. I realized I didn't tell you any of you this, but I have massive news for you.
You have crabs?
No, I'm clean. J2 is not in existence anymore. J2 is gone. And it's another purchase.
Non-long-time listeners, what is J2?
J2 is short for Jerusalem 2. It's a Jewish kosher pizzeria in the neighborhood I live in, and it's very good, but it was, I should say past tense, because it's not there anymore. It's a different pizzeria. They changed the awning. The name is now Parisia Pizza.
Oh, it didn't
survive.
Is it still
kosher?
Yes. Still kosher. Oh, the shofar. I didn't go in there. I didn't try it. I was in a rush as I passed by, but I couldn't believe it. Pour one out for my dead homie, J2. The end of an era, really. We've been talking about J2 for 12 years.
I think all the free marketing we've given it, like I feel like at least one person, one live cast listener, has visited New York and went to J2.
From Australia.
Yes, okay. I'm glad I...
But didn't Israeli guy go there, too?
No, I don't think he did.
That's a bummer, though.
Yeah, someone else, without telling us, probably went.
Did the inside look pretty much the same, or did they change it up?
I didn't get to peer inside. I was just going by.
The color of the signs?
White and red now.
Okay.
Mostly black with, like, white writing. Very, very weird.
I'm going to do some internet sleuthing to see if there's, like, an inside story as to what happened.
Or if it's just the same company and owners. And they
like a rebrand?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's still pizza, you know? It's very weird. It threw me off. Like, I was just in the course of going about my day, and I saw that, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Damn. Going to have to update our shirts?
Yeah.
I went to Parisia Pizza, and I got with this lousy shirt.
Doesn't have the same cachet.
Or I went to J2 Pizza and it wasn't there.
Yeah,
I need that shirt. To that.
Well now, but the J2 shirts could be collector's items now.
It's true. You don't have to worry about them yelling at us for using their branding.
Oh, that's true. Now we could trademark it.
It's like having a CBGB shirt or something.
Yeah. No, that brand still exists.
Do they have like a Vegas location or some shit?
No.
Yeah, and there's a diner in Newark Airport called CBGB's. It's a joke. It's so ridiculous.
Exactly what they stood for.
Yeah.
Barbados shirt.
You just buy a Tom Clancy novel at the bookstore and you go to the CBGB's.
I've been to the John Varvatos store, which is where CBGB's used to be. First of all, it's so hilarious just to walk in there. Because it's like the same sort of structure, you know, like it's the same building. So, and just remembering how smelly a certain area is where there's now $2,000 pants for sale, you know, it's just like, oh, so many people puke there. They still have parts of the stage in the back too, which is kind of funny. I wish they kept the bathroom.
Did he survive the pandemic?
I believe so. I drove past it. I want to say like a few months ago, and it was still there. And I always like to look and just, you know, shake
like
my head.
Wish that you could afford those bedazzled jeans.
Any bedazzled Zubaz? I went in there once for considering buying something for like one of those red carpets that I would go on.
Oh.
And I just remember like the prices being absurd. Like not even like, okay, I understand this is a nice piece of clothing and it should be expensive, but it was like whatever you think that price would be times five. you know, like $6,000 for or $8,000 for a jacket or whatever, something like that.
But what,
funny enough, I recall that when I went to that specific Golden Gods, that Dave Mustaine was head-to-toe John Varvatos.
Ah, power move. He what saw you this? Browsing the day before, and he's like, I'm going to get everything in this place, make this guy feel small.
No, or that's what the young people are wearing.
I think he's just Varvatos is friends with him, and he just gave him the clothes. Like,
so you're saying Dave couldn't afford?
He could afford it, but that's the beauty of being rich. You just get free stuff.
Watch your mouth, Sid.
That's why he went on Cameo, so he could afford more designer label.
I do that to speak to my subjects, not for money.
Let's talk about this. The top story in the live cast verse, the multiverse of Metal Injection live castians, was that Dave Mustaine joined Cameo. Why is this a top story for us? I feel like we've gone full circle because many years ago we playfully mocked David Ellefson for being a part of the service that predated Cameo that became Cameo, which was like an answering machine or service or whatever.
What was it again?
And we joked about it, and now Ellefson's out of the band and the stage is on Cameo. And so I know you guys remember when we learned about Vince Neil on Cameo. The best part of it was that because he was a little new to the game and he didn't quite know how to set his privacy controls, you could actually see some of his cameos. And we played them to glorious effect. Unfortunately, it seems that Dave Mustaine or someone on his team, which is much more likely, is much more cognizant of this. And there are no demo cameos. There is only a introduction from Dave Mustaine about it. So let's take a quick look at that. Let me cue this up here. So here's Dave Mustaine announcing that he's
on
Cameo.
Hey, I'm Dave Mustaine, and I'd like to invite you to have me send a personalized greeting from Cameo for you to your friends. I can say happy birthday, happy anniversary, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, whatever. Or some of my personal favorites, like, we won't.
Oh, a little sense of humor.
But I will tell you that if you do have me do a cameo for you, a portion of the proceeds will go to the charities that I support.
Like 0.1%.
And also, like,
hey, I'm Dave.
Could we get specific? Like, which charities? Is it listed on the page?
It is listed. ASPCA is the one. Right now.
All right.
I will say all the things you want, like Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Thanksgiving. In fact, I just said them, so fuck you. Use those if you want them. I ain't saying it again.
Imagine the videos are just an edit of that video.
It's like one of those things where he just spent one day recording every word, like, hi, hello, happy, birthday, anniversary. Wedding, engagement, divorce, graduation, and then it's
intrauterine device. What? No one's gonna ask. Just say it. Just say it. All right, fine.
Cover all bases.
I'm surprised that he's making himself so available.
Well, I mean, so when he initially announced his cameo, which was on July 1st, which was last Thursday. The cameo price was $150 per cameo.
Bargain.
Which, yeah, like, to put in perspective, is for cameo and for a man of his stature,
right,
a good deal. Vince Neil was charging $400 for the worst cameos in the world. Tommy Lee also charging $400, but you might remember we listened and watched them, and it felt like people were getting their money's worth. At least he was doing what the requests were asking.
Now, you make a good point that on paper, the price for Dave Mustaine is reasonable compared to other people.
Right.
Similar. But let's see what he actually puts out before saying $150 is worth it. You know what I mean? It could be.
Well, it's no longer $150.
Oh.
2 days later, he raised the price to $200. I'm assuming the reason he raised the price is he was just getting so many requests.
Inundated.
And I bet, you know, this has to, obviously, Dave Mustaine didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to join Cameo. I know it'll be fun. Right. No, it was either his family or his management who suggested to him, hey, this is an easy way to make money while not doing it. Like, it'll take you like 10 minutes. And he was like,
that's not what I said.
and I'm sure he was like, okay, I'm willing, like, and this is me speculating. I'm sure he was like, all right, I'm willing to do 10 or 20 a day, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And so they got so many requests, they're like, oh no, this is going to take so long. Supply and demand, got to bump up the price. So it bumped from 150 to 200 to 250. And then yesterday, 300. That's the new price.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I just give like what I think is happening in the background? Because I don't think it's his manager, because his manager can't make money off of this. It's money directly to Dave's pocket. I think
true.
His kids. Well, usually the manager gets some gigs and they take a cut of it and all that. It's very like cut and dry that way.
But I think the deal. Gig, yeah, like the deal is any profit you make, they get a cut.
But
you think the kids are trying to bump up the old Mustaine estate there? Is that what's happening?
I think he probably asks his kids, like, how to stay relevant in, like, social media and all that. And they're just like, okay, well, this is what bands are doing today. You should do it, Dad. And he probably, like, assigned it to them to record him. And they were getting so much that the kids were like, okay, we don't want to have to deal with Dad. Because I don't know if you guys ever had to, like, do something for your parents that involved technology and how annoying that is. So probably, like, they're having that in their household. And it's probably the kids that keep raising the price. That's my
theory.
Now I'm
just imagining his kids giving him tech support on his like phone. Like, okay, Dad, you got to go to settings, general, about.
We dunk on Dave Mustaine, but I feel like he has to be ahead of the curve of old people for technology.
Yeah, to be fair, he's always been ahead of technology. Like Megadeth were one of the first bands to have a website. He's on top. I by the way, I want to point out, actually, I just noticed his cameos are currently sold out. You cannot order one. So even after raising the price to $300, the demand was so high that it was too much work for him.
I really wanted to pay for it and have him do the Rebecca Moore one that she did for us. That was incredible.
Why did I sit it at $150? I lost thousands of dollars. What am I doing?
I have a little brief story about Dave Mustaine and technology. Anecdote, more like the first time in my life that I ever heard of the term World Wide Web, it was on the liner notes of a Megadeth album.
Wow.
Because I think it was Cryptic Writings or whatever, one of those, like 1994, I guess, when it came out, or maybe Euthanasia. I looked in the liner notes and it said, for more information, visit us on the World Wide Web. I said, what the fuck is the World Wide Web? I think they were one of the first bands to have a website.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, they were. I said that a moment ago. That absolutely is the case. And I jokingly wrote a headline about it a few years ago. Dave Mustaine invented the internet. but
did you also do the site for them like you did with Rob Van Dam? Megadetharena.net? Any of that?
No, I did not. But let me see if I could pull it up.
Is there a way to see their first version of the website?
Yes.
Have it on a CD-ROM?
I definitely had it on the website. The
Angel Fire.
Rob, you're not rotating the babe of the day. Get off your ass.
Here we go.
Anytime you click, it makes that sound.
Paying Rob all this money to my website. All he does is post pictures of bikini chicks.
And eat.
Yeah, they keep thinking they look good.
But it's just plastic surgery.
Feeling
5 years later, Rob is
body dysmorphia, and I guess all right. So here's the website. Here it is. So it's very kitschy.
Look, Arizona.
Oh,
all comes
that?
Back
that's,
around.
Isn't that resurrection?
You know, there is no Megadeth, Arizona, and I only realized that not too long ago.
Nobody told me.
It's not real. It was a hoax.
So this was the main page, this section. And then I guess this was like the menu, this part.
There, it says cryptic writings. That was right.
Mega Diner. Yep. What?
Very, very kitschy stuff.
Well, for the time, it's pretty advanced.
Yeah.
No. It looks good. I'm not knocking it at all. I even complimented here. Kudos to Dave for staying ahead of the internet curve. Oh, and look, they have their own version of the Babe of the Day, the Mega Citizen of the Week.
What does that mean?
It's probably like a fan of the week.
Can you click that?
It's a picture
of
a clown.
No, it's
so
just
fans are clowns.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, actually, here there's an archive version.
I invented the insane clown posse, and they stole it.
So, for those of you on the audio version, this is another reason to upgrade to Patreon, because then you get the video version of the episodes, and you get to see the Megadeth website. But if you can't do that, it's okay. Go to web.archive.org, the Internet Wayback Machine, and you can put in hollywoodandvine.com/Megadeth, and their old website comes up. So let's see. The Mega Citizen of the Week.
I also spotted something else we should look at when you know.
A salute
Aaron
to mega
Delgado.
Travelers of note. Are you special? Know someone who's extra special? Or just need a little bit of attention because you're unspecial but want to feel special? Every week we'll choose a mega traveler of the life.
Oh, sorry. Wow, my throat hurts so bad from that.
See? Get a little kudos now, huh?
A little respect for Mr. Mustaine.
All the respect.
Him. Fuck him. I meant me doing the voice. So this week's Mega Citizen is Dean Lowry.
Dean Lowry.
Oh, they post his email. That's no good.
At Juno. This is way before internet privacy was a concern. Nominated by Merlin X at Juno.
A lot of typos in here.
I'm ready to tell you about my best bud, Dino. He's got to be the biggest Megadeth fan I ever seen. This guy doesn't own anything but Megadeth stuff. He names his band Euthanasia because of Megadeth. He only plays the Jackson King V's just like Dave. But the other day when the Trust video came on, he noticed the guitar Dave was playing. And that very day, he was calling everybody trying to find a guitar like that. People always say that he even looks like Dave. I always wanted to tell you that it'd be really cool for him to be a Mega Citizen of the Week because he's my best friend and he helped me out a lot. So thanks.
He even has a colostomy bag with Dave Mustaine's face on it.
Oh, he probably does now. If we get like a Where Are They Now of Mega Citizen of the Week.
Freaking 30 years ago, man. Almost.
God damn.
27 years.
Well, there's Horoscopes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say to read. Look at that. That is hilarious. Go up there. Go up it. Well, before you do that, go back to the teaser for it. It was really funny. No. It was on that page. And go up.
Wait, oh, on the mega, this is the homepage?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Find out what's up with Uranus and how it's rotating in your delta of Venus with our horoscopes.
Oh, my God.
Where real astrology reveals your weekly dates with the fates.
Let's get each of our horoscopes.
Yeah. It's close. It's 27 years off, but it's...
All right.
I'm a Capricorn. It would be mine.
A majority of Capricorns who could... Whoa, hello.
Whoa, Rob.
Where is the Capricorn?
Right there.
Oh, I see.
Scroll down a little.
A majority of Capricorns who consult astrology columns want hard-hitting advice about practical matters like money, love, work, and health. I hope I don't disappoint you then when I make the dreamy prediction that you'll soon have a rather mystical experience.
What does that mean?
If it's any consolation, I believe this communion with the unseen world could have unforeseen but highly beneficial consequences for your material plane pursuits. It may not be so bankable that it'll reveal lottery-winning numbers, but then again, it might. At the very least, it'll point you in the right direction of how to build up your stock of love.
Oh my God.
What the hell does that mean?
That could apply to literally anybody.
So that means it's a good horoscope, because that's like what they all do.
Do you think they just took this out of the newspaper and just altered like two words to make it more Megadeth-y?
Probably.
Yeah.
We'll add it a little snark.
So we don't have to read the rest of ours, right? I'm a Virgo, if you want. Okay. I am allergic to cats, though, so.
Okay, it starts with, I am allergic to cats.
Oh, you want me to read it? Oh, Lord, am I allergic. I can't do the voice.
Yeah.
I think we should all read ours in our best Dave Mustaine.
Oh, my God.
Within minutes of being in the same room with the creatures, I'm sneezing and wheezing and itching like I'm going to die. To my credit, I don't hold it against them. I mean, it's not as if their virulence is intentional.
This is less like a horoscope and more like a live journal.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Nevertheless, I absolutely refuse to go anywhere near them. I bring this up, Virgo, because I'd like you to follow my example as you deal with the influences that bug the hell out of you.
When is he going to say boobalicious?
Yeah, right? It's when he talks about Nick Menza's mom.
Oh, she's like a booby sandstorm in Arizona.
A booby.
A booby.
Candidly identify the people and things that mess with your well-being. Don't pretend they're benign. 2, resolutely avoid sources of your irritation and don't apologize for doing so. 3, forgive them. Love them. Don't get obsessed with demonizing them.
That's a booby speech, Dave. Jeez.
Noah.
So was that whole thing about cats?
Yeah.
No, it was saying how you should deal with life the way he deals with cats, which is identify...
Avoiding them?
Yeah, avoid them and forgive them, I guess.
Well, to be fair, the beginning was about cats, and then I zoned out because it was so inane.
Yeah.
So I just assumed the whole thing was about cats.
Okay, so here's me. As one of your father figures... I feel I have a lot of credibility when I say it's prime time to overthrow your father figures and become your own father figure.
Yeah.
Rarely have you been more immune to dear old dad's sickness and craziness. Never have you been in a better position to outgrow your knee-jerk reactions to male authorities.
Yeah. Patriarchy.
As much as you might love the older men in your life, okay, you have a cosmic mandate right now to reduce their power to shape and control your life.
So in other words, love your zaddy, but don't feel you fear your zaddy.
He's calling out my daddy issues.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Do you really have daddy issues or is that?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have daddy issues. I have mommy issues.
How does that manifest in life?
That is a question, Darren.
We got time.
We don't have enough time.
Well, we got 54 minutes.
Sid, do you want to read yours?
I suppose.
It will not be an especially good week to taunt a caged lion or to sacrifice a live chicken to the god of envy or to put yourself in situations that tend to turn you into a werewolf or a wereweasel for that matter. Oh. This would be a fine time, on the other hand, to feed filet mignon to your pet and to dream of riding a unicorn through a field of orchids and to sacrifice one of your beastly cravings so you'll have more kundalini available to invest in one of your angelic desires. What the fuck is a kundalini?
I have no idea what this whole thing is. I don't know. I just
None
read
of it
all.
Makes sense.
It's funny that my cat jumped up on the couch as I started reading this. But what is a kundalini? I'm very confused now.
Are we looking that up?
I'm trying to look it up.
Kundalini. Is that like Linda Cardellini, the actress?
Kundalini is coiled snake in divine energy.
I've seen that word and I never.
No. There's Kundalini yoga.
Is that like Mormando?
Don't call my name. Don't call my name. Mormando.
I like that.
Well, before we go on, I want to mention that this month, Space Chaser will release their new album, Give Us Life, via Metal Blade Records. Celebrating their 10-year anniversary this year, Space Chaser is contemporary thrash metal with old school influences straight from Berlin. On this record, the band has turned to Dan Aswano of Unisound Studios for mastering, and the resulting 10 tracks will surely please new and old fans alike. Purchase your copy of Give Us Life right now at metalblade.com/spacechaser. Okay.
Okay.
And I do quickly want to mention, we have social medias. Please check out our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram. We post every day. And like I said, if you're not a subscriber of the Patreon, it's the best way to look at our faces. We post video clip highlights from every episode. And if, you know, you're hearing the episodes, all the episodes are free to listen to wherever podcasts are listened to. But if you want to watch the last year plus of episodes, you can do so on our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. It's $5 a month. You get access to video versions of the episode and bonus episodes. And this month we just posted a brand new episode where we watched Mean Man, the story of Chris Holmes. And my God, this guy's a fucking mess. And it's an hour and 20 minutes of us just being like, oh my God. Oh my God, this fucking guy. And then last month, what were we did a episode where we watched a bunch of our sketches, a bunch of our old sketches, and did live commentary over them.
And then we were saying
did a watch along of
ourselves that we were saying about Chris Holmes.
Yeah, we were like, oh,
yeah,
boy,
we were
boy,
like,
boy.
Oh boy, gosh.
And we watched the Kiss movie, Kiss and the Phantom of the Park, which is terrible. And we have so many great watch alongs in our archives. We watched a documentary on the musician Thor, which I want to bring up in a little bit as well. Lots of it. We did the Motley Crue Netflix movie. We did a watch along. What are some of the Danzig movie we did a watch along of? What are some other watch alongs that?
Watch alongs. Oh, well, we have the
any bonus episodes.
The Burzum ones.
Oh, yeah.
Two Burzum movies.
What about Cannibal Holocaust?
Yeah, Cannibal Holocaust. That one gets overlooked, I feel like. That's so great. With that disco soundtrack that I love.
Yeah.
Zombies eating people with disco playing in the background. We have our drafts that we don't talk about as much anymore. Those are great.
We drafted a band. We drafted live cast the movie. It's delightful.
The Mike Francesa episode.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
That was
we watched
good.
Mike Francesa clips. We live blogged going to Tad Steaks right before they were going to close.
Oh,
we all got diarrhea.
So that's at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And also I want to mention, I haven't really mentioned in the past, we want to hear from you. We know you're listening, but we want to know you're listening. So send us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you. hatemail@metalinjection.net is the email address. And you could send us an email. You could record a voice memo with your phone. Send us that. Send us a meme. Anything. We just want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about the show. And if you don't want to do that, if you want some real-time back and forth conversation, we also have an active Discord chat room, multiple chat rooms, a bunch of different rooms. So join our Discord. You can get the link on any episode page. And Darren, Sid, and I are in there a lot. Noah pops in occasionally. And it's a fun hang. So come hang.
So Rob, you hit all the high points, but I just wanted to throw in a little bit of here, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One thing we don't mention a lot is that we are on live weekly.
Yeah,
and it's at and we start at 6:30 Tuesdays.
No.
Eastern time.
We start
no,
at six
Eastern time.
Well, six, I mean, Eastern. Oh, we have a phone number. I never get the
right.
Phone number.
That's the other thing I was
we have yeah. So many things.
213 Wide Nut is the number. Give us a call if you're listening live. 213-943-3688.
And also, so I have a few chat room comments here. First of all, Aaron says, Noah's back. Yay.
Aww.
Uncle Ganna wrote earlier, Sid hates fake haboobs.
True.
And Aaron writes that Dave Mustaine in that cameo video looks like the Crypt Keeper. Which,
yeah.
Oh, the Crypt Keeper with hair, she said. Or they said.
Not much
longer. And finally, Voodoo Chaos, on the topic of Megadeth having the first website, notes that Tony Levin of Liquid Tension Experiment and King Crimson also has one of the oldest websites. He was also early to the World Wide Web.
But he wasn't as popular as Dave.
Not as popular. I agree.
And did they have horoscopes about allergic reactions to cats?
Zaddy issues. I wanted to point out that Dave, like in that video, in his cameo video, I have to point out he was kind of using a trick to make his hair look thicker. It's a trick that I've used myself.
And basically, wearing a hat?
Yeah, when you're wearing a hat and someone's only going to see the front of you, you can like push all your hair forward and split in half.
What a little cheater.
It looks more full.
It really does look like a poodle, like he's got the.
He does.
But
yeah.
Would you say he washed his hair recently or no? How would you rate the hair?
I mean, another hair trick for people with fine hair. I know this myself because I have fine hair. Is when you wash it, it looks more. I think that's like all the tricks I've used: pushing it, like splitting it, and pushing it forward in front of your shoulders, just washing it. And I guess, like, because of his beard, he also looks a little bit extra scruffy.
Yeah, see, I guess, so you're saying he showered recently. I guess with the beard, to me, it makes it, the beard and the cap make it seem like he hasn't showered recently. But I think it's more just the look than necessarily his.
His hair looks like it smells like flowers.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't look like it smells very good.
I want to ask Sid, is that hair trick worse or equal or less bad than fake breasts? Deception.
I'm going to say it's less bad.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's less bad because it took him like 3 minutes. He didn't have to have surgery.
And he can go back to looking like he has shitty hair if he chooses that.
Yeah. Okay. Like we know. We know what he's doing. Do you think maybe he, like the hat has extensions attached to it?
Oh,
is that also?
He's got a buzz cut under there. Like the Kane mask from the wrestling.
It will be interesting to see on the road how his hair looks because, you know, he's not going to be wearing a cap.
You
going
to go to the show, Rob, to check it out?
Someone has to do some investigative journalism.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have a photographer there, so.
If you asked them to put you on the list, would they?
Yeah.
Well,
like not that.
He could be Frank's plus one.
I'm not an enemy. No, like their management, like
enemy. Says, Rob, come on.
If at the very least, I would get on the list through one of the supporting bands, like Lamb of God, Trivium, or In Flames. But
what
it's at an amphitheater. I don't really want to go to Jones Beach or PNC. If it was a train ride, I would do
Jones Beach. You could swim all day, then you go see a rock show. That's perfect.
I'd be tired. I want a nap after. I get very tired after.
Jesus,
a lot
Christ.
Of calories.
Fucking prima donna.
I'm not a prima donna. Get out of here.
He's only been exercising post Madonna.
What do you think about these Gibsons, Noah? They look like his old Jacksons, but they're Gibsons.
Oh, interesting. They're nice. I wouldn't like playing them because you can't put them on a knee.
Dave can.
Over my knee.
You could play it like a stand-up bass over your knee, you know?
And then it would be like, sorry.
Like the dessert.
Okay. I'll say if it's a bad guitar, you can spank it.
Right, exactly. You can't do it over the knee with that one. It'll just slide right off.
For some reason, the concept of a stand-up bass reminded me. Noah, did you have like a tearful farewell with your guitar teacher when you left New York?
No,
the old,
no.
The little
old
man?
Because the pandemic like I stopped going to like in-person classes. We just kind of like.
There's no way he knew Zoom, right? So that was just the end of it for you and him?
Yeah, and also I wasn't really practicing. And.
Oh, so you were like ready to slink away so you didn't have to confront him.
It was kind of amazing that a pandemic happened and I was able to end my lessons.
Do you know if he survived the pandemic? Is he still around?
Yes.
Follow him on social media or something?
No, he's not on social media, but I haven't spoken to him in a couple, in like half a year, I guess.
Damn.
What about your Mormondo classes? Like, is that over? Like, do you still keep in touch?
That also stopped. There were no in-person classes. So I had to, like, I couldn't go to, I was doing classes on Zoom, but it was really annoying doing jujitsu in an apartment, like drilling in an apartment, smashing into my bed or a dresser. It was not what I liked about jujitsu, so I had to stop that.
But did you ever, like, keep in touch with those people, or are they just, like, people you used to know?
No, I mean, I spoke to my coach. Like, I told him I'm moving to Arizona and stuff like that. And, I don't know, it's weird because it's like...
You owe them any money? They might come out to Arizona and put you in a hammer lock or something.
Wait,
have you rolled in Arizona?
There's a school that I'm looking at, and I'm going to sign up to it eventually.
Me and my wife are very well trained in Mormando.
I was going to say, I have a lead for you.
Not Mormando, though. Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
But Mormando means jiu-jitsu in Portuguese.
No, it doesn't. Jiu-jitsu means jiu-jitsu in Portuguese.
No.
I think I would know.
I think Mark would know. I mean, let's be real.
Mormando is the guy's last name. It's like his instructor's last name. It's not.
He's very well versed in Mormando, Noah.
Me and my wife are very well trained in Mormando.
Oh, well trained. Sorry.
But is it recognized by the?
Saying that.
You thought it was who? What? Oh.
Be a man. Throw a set of balls. Don't go online.
Noah played that recording for her guitar teacher when he was calling to set up a new appointment.
Oh, no. I did not mean.
There's Mormando. Oh. The famous world-class art of Mormando.
Is it recognized by, like, the Martial Arts Alliance or whatever the
yes,
hell it is?
Definitely not.
Wait a minute. Can we go back for a second? There's a picture of, like, two people in, like, geese fighting, but one of them had a gun in their hand. You see this? Under
self-defense.
The person with the gun is also in a gi for some reason. So this is like if your grappling
yeah, if you're
gets out of hand and someone pulls out a Glock?
Well, hold on. This is a survey. They want to know how they can help you.
But think
so
about it like this, Sid. If you know how to do martial arts, right, take that and add a gun to it. That's even better. It's like you don't use the gun instead of it. You use it together with it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can book a virtual session. Of
ooh,
Mormando.
Rob, do it.
Deliver a knockout punch to your usual workout.
Don't waste your time with virtual lessons. I mean, I didn't like it.
Is the lady like in a business outfit?
Look at an upskirt shot. What is that angle?
Very strange.
Oh, here's the gun.
He dropped the gun. See, it worked.
Oh, there there it is.
Vladimir Putin. That's him showing America what for.
The best martial arts. But also, Noah, to answer your question.
Don't worry. Be happy.
There is no mention of being certified in any way.
Certified by the Mormando board.
Yeah, but the mean. Guy, like the coach Mormando or whatever, is the board.
Right. So you
there's a conflict
that?
Of interest there.
It's just like the Bible says the Bible is the truth of the universe. It's the same thing.
Yeah, sounds right.
Don't call my name, Mormando.
All right. Let's sit up Mormando.
You can really dive into that and get lost in there for a while, that whole world of Mormando.
Well, while we're on the topic of health, I want to bring up Buck Cherry frontman Josh Todd.
Oh,
why?
Wait, are they still a band?
They are still a band, actually, and they.
In what capacity are they a band? Touring, performing.
They're
recording.
Well, touring now. Before the pandemic, they were regularly touring. They had another a few years ago. like a radio hit.
For those
they're doing
who,
it right.
For those who don't know, what is the Buck Cherry oeuvre? Like, what is their hit?
Buck Cherry came onto the scene in the late 90s, early aughts as just Guns N' Roses worship. And their big song was, I'm on a plane with cocaine. And yes, I'm all lit up again. I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine.
Exactly what it sounds like.
I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine. And then
did
I
you
actually
ever
like
snort cocaine while listening to that song?
No.
Oh, wait. He was way too innocent when that song came out.
Yeah.
I didn't
and,
even
I would listen to the radio edit where they...
I don't like cocaine. I don't like cocaine.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember what the... Let me see.
Yeah, what was the radio edit?
I think he said cocaine
aspirin?
In the radio edit.
He said, I like Coca-Cola.
Well, it was the part where it's like, I'm on a plane. And then there was silence for with cocaine.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So you leave the cocaine in, but you take out the other part?
Oh, it's silent.
They blocked out cocaine. You're saying,
yeah. Right? Exactly.
The name of the
There's
song.
There's no radio edit.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they just it was.
The oh, here we
version.
Go. Here we
Probably
go.
Probably they paid K-Rock with cocaine to leave it in.
Hey, speaking of monsoons, it's pouring over here. I don't know about by you.
Is it? No, it's just very windy over here. The storm hasn't hit us yet.
Close your windows.
Do you guys hear it? Or
no, I hear it that? Just on my end. I don't hear it through.
Is YouTube going to strike us for playing this, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Why don't you just all sing
right.
it again?
Yeah.
Why don't you just sing it?
Well, let me
what you
I'm
hear.
Hearing it.
Sing what you hear.
All right.
He's listening.
So far, it's the same.
It's like,
riveting.
It's a guitar.
He says I'm on a plane. Oh, with cocaine.
Yeah.
So what's edited for the radio then?
There,
just the length of it?
Hold on, I'm getting to the hook right up.
Welcome to Rob Tells.
This isn't the radio edit. It's not edited at all. This
I'm
is a lie.
You, I think this was how they played it on the radio.
Okay.
Wasn't there a song in the 70s about cocaine?
Yeah,
they
Eric
played
Clapton.
That on
yeah,
the radio.
Yeah, I believe it's called Cocaine.
Yeah.
I just want to say this is what YouTube took from us. We're forced to like watch Rob listen to a song and describe it.
I think 1 week we should do Thrash It or Trash It like this.
Okay.
One of us just describes the song.
What other Josh Todd anecdote before I get into the story, the reason we brought him up, is at the NAMM convention a few years ago, I was at this jam. This NAMM jam, and the whole time, I turned into Kermit the Frog all of a sudden. The whole show they kept teasing a big surprise. You guys better stick around for the big surprise.
Oh, no.
All right, you guys ready for the big surprise? Coming out to cover one of my favorite bands, Rage Against the Machine. Here's Buck Cherry's Josh Todd. And he proceeded to offer the worst, the absolute worst Rage Against the Machine cover I've ever heard. And I think this would be, I'd be willing to take the copyright strike to find this.
Well, this is the live version. It probably wouldn't be a strike, right?
Why wouldn't he just sing Buck Cherry? Why are they inviting the guy from Buck Cherry to sing Rage Against the Machine?
It's so that the announcer can go on stage and go, and now Rage Against the Machine will be covered by this guy.
Yeah.
So it was John Five performing, who is the guitarist for Rob Zombie. He has a solo band. Yeah, that's right. And John Five is great. I have nothing bad to say about John Five. His portion of the performance is spot on. The only person who should not be on stage covering Rage Against the Machine is Josh fucking Todd. So let me get this going here.
I'm not going to
roll
say
down
anything.
Rodeo with a bag of cocaine.
I'm not going to say anything bad about John Five because he was in Short Circuit and I fucking love that movie. I don't know why he stopped calling himself John.
Do you hear it?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Oh.
This looks and sounds like rage in favor of the machine. Like a mirror universe where they just love the government.
This is like if they let the bartender from TGI Fridays on stage during like a karaoke.
Really true.
If you can't, this part is really where I was disgusted.
If you're only listening to the audio,
he really looks like a Fridays bartender.
This sounds a lot better if you're eating a Jack Daniels Tower while listening.
Yeah, because that will put you in a coma.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to hear this.
Like the vocal, I feel like it takes out all the spirit of the original.
Yeah. I really like when they burn crosses. Those who died weren't justified. Don't ever do violence at a protest.
Raging against the machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Mildly
so
annoyed at raging against the machine.
But I do, I think, on the other hand, though, he revealed during an interview that since he had all this downtime, the band wrote a new record, which they're promoting right now.
Raging Against the Machine covers.
And he became a certified phlebotomist, which is
so he could shoot cocaine
who,
now instead
yeah,
of recording
who,
it?
Wait, is that when they take the front
blood.
Part of your brain out?
That's phlebotomist.
Yeah, he's already been that just by listening to his albums that happens to you.
So here's what he says how it happened. How he got the gig?
How he got the gig? I thought this guy's name was Josh.
Why did they pass him over?
No. How he got the phlebotomy gig?
What is phlebotomy?
Howie was computing
drawing blood
with
so
Mikey Bibble for the job.
He worked at a COVID clinic.
Howie Bibble.
He works at a COVID
this
clinic.
This story and Ozzy Osbourne trying to understand this. Mikey Bibble. No, Howie got the gig. Mikey Bibble. Mikey Bibble draw blood.
So he says, I always go to Quest Diagnostics. I get my blood work annually. Quest Diagnostics, by the way, is like the largest, like,
blood place.
Blood. Yeah. Drawer. I always go to Quest Diagnostics. I get my blood work annually there because the best phlebotomists are there. I remember this one big, tall, tattooed dude came out and drew my blood one time, and I literally didn't even feel it. He was so good. And we started chatting, and I just became interested in it a long time ago, way before the pandemic. So I went to a two-week program where you dick and get stuck by a lot of students.
That's
can I interject here for a second? A two-week program seems a little hasty before
yeah.
they
mm-hmm.
start drawing blood, I would say.
I mean, how hard is it? You got to know which vein.
This person
is a recovering drug addict.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He's got experience.
Oh, that's true.
How clean those needles are. Huh?
No.
Oh, it's not about how clean they were. It's about how accurate the shot is.
I'd say it's about how clean they are if you're going to jab a fucking needle in my arm.
Well, all the needles
like
here,
yeah,
all the phlebotomy needles are clean, but
he's not bringing
it
from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It on the floor or something. Jumping in the garbage with an egg clear in there.
He said he worked 4 months in downtown L.A. at a COVID clinic. So I want to just say, imagine like you're freaking out. You have COVID or you think you have COVID. Mm-hmm. You hope you don't have COVID. You go to a clinic. And you're getting ready to get your blood drawn. All of a sudden, it's the I'm on a plane with cocaine guy comes out. He's like, give me your fucking arm.
And that is like the most L.A. story of any story ever.
Yeah.
That guy
I'm a phlebotomist. Them. I'm trying to get a gig. That's what I'm doing.
And my band just put out a record.
Yeah.
I have a few scripts.
You while you're sitting there. Here, let me play it for you as I draw your blood.
I want to point out that there is a comment on this post from earlier today from Sha Face Killa, who writes, good for him, but what the fuck? It only takes 2 weeks and an exam to become a phlebotomist in California?
Thank you, Sha Face Killa.
I'm a phlebotomist, and I went to college for 9 months plus an exam to be recognized by my province in Ontario, Canada.
I have to believe this is like COVID related, where they just needed as many people doing it as possible, so they relaxed the standard.
I could buy.
Yeah, and it might have just been.
Yeah, but does that mean that 2 weeks is enough?
I can't.
It's better than not having the bodies, I guess. Yeah, perhaps also it's just one specific way of drawing the blood as opposed to more advanced technique. Who knows?
It's like a phlebotomy assembly line, you think?
Maybe it was like a seven-month course, but then he started singing Rage Against the Machine covers, and they just graduated
just like
him quick to get him out of there.
That's how you can pass any exam, folks.
Off we go.
Hot tip. You got any civil service exam coming up? Just start singing that song.
Yeah,
that, I thought that was just pretty funny. Just getting your COVID test from I'm on a plane. I just imagine that song follows him anywhere he goes. Although I'm sure probably that's not even their biggest hit at this point. Like these newer songs are probably.
What are other songs that they sing?
Well, that's the thing. He's real mad about that. He's like, you know, everyone just I have so many songs about psilocybin, and everyone just remembers the cocaine song. It fucking sucks.
Okay, so I'm on their Spotify, and actually, I'm surprised to say that Lit Up isn't even their most played song. It's Crazy Bitch, which I guess that was a pretty big hit, too.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
You're crazy, bitch, but I'm running on top of it, and I'm running on top of it, and I'm running.
What is Crazy Bitch about?
It's about a crazy bitch.
I mean, it could be any number of things.
But
like, what's the crazy bitch? What does he have to say about crazy bitches?
Okay, here we go. Break me down. You got a lovely face. We're going to your place. And now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud. Get fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, you are a crazy bitch, but you fuck so good. I'm on top of it. When I dream of doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey. You're crazy, man.
This was clearly a rock band that was just like, let's write songs that we know will get played at strip clubs forever.
Yeah.
Then when we go to the strip club, we could tell the stripper, hey, that's my band, and maybe they'll hook up with us. That's 100% what their plan was.
Also, this is a very problematic song here. He's calling this woman crazy, but just saying, but I'll fuck you. Yeah. But you're a great lay, so I'll deal with your crazy.
These are lyrics that sound like they were written by someone who's never even remotely had sex in their life. And I don't believe that about him. I think he's like consciously trying to write a song that sounds like he has never had sex.
No, to me it sounds like someone who's had a lot of like wasted sex, like drunk or like totally
cocaine?
Shredded.
It just sounds like what people imagine sex to be. Like, you're a crazy bitch, I'm going to climb on top of you and put my penis in your thingy, you know.
The crazy thing about this song is it was the first dance song at Rob's parents' wedding.
I'm sorry, Rob. I said all those bad things about this song.
What a rude that you had.
It means so much.
They had the demo version back in the 80s. Somehow played it.
So it looks like he is the only original member of the band.
That's not surprising.
The Alla Puga
I guess they broke up in 2002, and then after that, he basically formed a whole new band.
Does it matter? Like,
yeah, it really.
Could anyone pick like the original bassist of Buckcherry out of a lineup? I mean, he probably.
And also,
it
looked like there's been an entire turnover, save for the rhythm guitarist, since then as well.
So they're on their third iteration.
Yes.
So what does that tell you about the guy that we're talking about? I already forgot his name.
Josh Todd. It says that, hey, he's crazy, bitch.
Is he related to Chuck?
So
is that possible? He's related to Chuck? He's like the black sheep of the family?
No. No relation. No personal life relations to Chuck Todd. Not going to be seeing him on Meet the Press. Maybe on Bill Maher's show.
That's probably. Oh, my God.
All right.
Dude,
complaining
you know what's
about
crazy?
Song, crazy bitch. Okay, everyone. People used to talk like that all the time. Okay, stop complaining.
I could absolutely see Bill Maher and Josh Todd hanging out.
Doing cocaine.
Doing cocaine, yeah.
And Coulter hanging out with them. With the
God.
Oh, boy.
Jimmy Walker.
Is that what
aren't
did he date
together,
Ann Coulter?
Aren't they, aren't they?
Ann Coulter and Jimmy
and
Walker?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Really?
That's like a thing. We've talked about, I don't remember if we talked about it on the show or off air, but that's like a long rumored thing. They're definitely friends and there's lots of pictures of them together. And it's a rumor that they're an item, but I don't know if it's confirmed.
That is quite a pairing.
Yes, it's disturbing.
You think he sings her that song when he fucks her?
Yes.
Hey, you crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it.
You want to continue the lyrics, Rob?
A little something about Ann Coulter.
Dynamite in there? Throw a dynamite in while he's banging it? All when he comes?
Oh.
I don't know who Jimmy Walker is, by the way.
From Good Times.
Dynamite.
You don't remember
Uncle Gannett in the chat says, I heard Hulk Hogan played bass for Buck Cherry.
Who told you that, Hulk Hogan?
I actually believe that.
JXN said that the Rage cover sounded like a Steel Panther song.
It kind of, yeah. The Crazy Bitch song sounds like a Steel Panther song.
Yeah.
Except not funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely sound like the type of band that Steel Panther parodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, honestly, now that I think about it, they were like a derivative hair metal band, essentially, Buckcherry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a way.
Well, I only know those.
A glam metal, I guess. Is
well, you said that they were like a ripoff of, or they were like Guns N' Roses
yeah.
worship. And Guns N' Roses evolved from like L.A. Guns. And
Yeah. It adds up. It tracks, as the kids say. Another track I want to bring up where I don't even think we'll even get the YouTube strike for playing this.
Oh.
It's so ridiculous. Is the new track from Thor, which features former Wasp guitarist Chris Holmes and Manowar's Ross the Boss.
Ooh.
And I want to read the first line of this article covering this single from Canadian publication BraveWords.com. Like the heavy metal Avengers, heroes and icons from all over the metal world have united behind the legendary god of metal thunder, Thor, on an epic new studio album entitled Alliance.
This is an article or the press release?
I mean, it could just be a copy of the press release. I don't know.
I'm hoping.
Only a figure of such mythic strength and power as the mighty Thor could unite such an astounding armada of artists, including Wasp's Chris Holmes, Raven vocalist John Gallagher, Soilwork singer Bjorn Street, Denko Jones, Anthrax's Niels Turbin, Ross the Boss Friedman, and many more. Together, this battalion of champions.
God.
Okay, this
so
has
punishing.
To be the press release.
Yeah.
Fuse their talents to create one of the heaviest, most melodic Thor albums of all time.
Best photo.
This is like a pet peeve of mine. Like when writers do this, it like, I know it like fits the whole like theme of the album and stuff,
yeah.
but it's like the album is the story and just let it stay in there and just write like a normal thing. Just be like, hey, these guys got together. This is the album. We like it. We don't like it. Listen to it.
I'm telling you, I think they just cut and paste the press
release.
It's
the press release. It has to be the press release.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my pet peeve in press releases.
Yeah. Well, by the way, this is on Cleopatra Records.
Oh, no.
Cleopatra, of course, their film distribution wing put out the Danzig movie and the Chris Holmes documentary, which we covered. So what's the hurry?
It looks like he's
so
wearing Dave Mustaine's hair extension.
The whole hat? Or just the extension?
We're not going to get a copyright because this doesn't have a copyright, right?
Yeah.
There might be a copyright strike here.
Oh, my God.
Imagine getting a strike for this, the thing that nobody wants to hear.
Oh, these doom 1994 graphics are amazing.
This reminds me of the what's his name from Baywatch?
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, remember his video?
Yeah.
Can you go back a little? That sounded like the first intro to Raw, Monday Night Raw. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. I hear it.
The siren going off.
Dude, this riff isn't bad.
It's just so corny.
It is.
This green screening is very
I don't mind a little corny. This is overdoing it. This is like a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers episode with one tenth of the budget. One millionth of the budget.
This seems like what happened to a lot of artists who had to like repress their creativity this last year, and this is like them just like luging it all out. You know what I mean?
Someone get them a towel and tell them to start over.
Yeah. For whoever made this, it sounds like they need to keep repressing their creativity.
Oh, burn.
Right. She's not a bad vocalist. What is this robot?
None of this is bad, like, musically, really. It's okay. It's fine. It's the video.
And Thor looks amazing. He looks as godlike as ever.
Oh, God.
Wait, why? Him? Why? I love that the... So this is, this is all CG, but still the prison... bars are covering the members of the band. Like, they control this. You can move the prison bars.
Well, they're probably not in the same room. It looks like this is green screen.
Being kept in different cells.
But look, like, here's the prison. Okay. Oh, now the prison bars are gone.
You're looking for too much common sense. In
You're
this,
right.
I think.
Oh, my God. Now they're in
one of these things
is going to
find Voltron here.
Yeah.
Look at this hair, CG. The alpha, I mean, the key is...
Everyone else has, like, these outlandish uniforms, and she's got a Motorhead shirt on.
Yeah.
They're like, sorry, you can't dress with us. That's what they told her when she arrived on set.
I thought it was the other way. I thought she was just like, oh, they were like, all right, we got this bikini thing for you, like Princess Leia. She's like... You want me to do the song or not? I'm wearing what I'm wearing. Like, leave me alone.
Is that Dio?
What? Oh, my God.
Why is he in there?
That's like the ghost of Dio?
I think it's Neil Hamburger. After doing the Black Dahlia murder concert, he's just any metal artist that will have him, he's reaching out.
Like
he's got the guitar over his knee.
Ah.
We learned earlier that's an impossibility.
Well, with the V-shaped guitars.
Wasn't that one of those?
No, that one's like the dime shape. I forget what that shape is called.
Dime shape. I learned that in Womondo class.
All right, well, we get it.
Definitely get it. I got it about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
See you. Stinky poo. Oh, that reminds me. I got a new cat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Mako.
Yeah. Oh, he's adorable. I'll show you all pictures later, but...
What's the name?
Ozzy.
Nice.
Oh.
Did you name him?
Yeah. My mother actually named my cat. Yeah. She always wanted to call a cat Ozymandias, like the poem.
Nice.
So finally did it. I thought that was a nice name, so I went with Ozzy.
How old?
A 1 year and 1 week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Poop baby.
He poops while you got three assholes, though. It's amazing. It's fucking poop after poop.
They eat a lot at that age.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
What color is it?
He's brown on the top and a white belly.
Oh.
He has amber eyes, like really crazy beautiful eyes.
Grab him. Put him up. Put him into the camera.
He doesn't like to be picked up either.
Yeah.
I'll take pictures and show you later.
Maybe we'll share them on social media, let everybody see the new baby.
Okay. I'm excited.
Nice.
Awesome. I didn't mention I went to I was like outside of the Poconos this weekend.
They wouldn't let you in.
I was in the next town over.
Pasavini's coming. Close the Poconos.
It's so wild being in a like less metropolitan area. First of all, I was the only one wearing a mask anywhere, except for at the Chick-fil-A. The workers at Chick-fil-A were wearing masks, and Wendy's, yes, they. So the but everyone else not wearing masks, which I mean, whatever. I'm not a stickler for it. I don't really care anymore now that I'm vaccinated. But I just, it just seems like the least I could do. So, but that was wild. But the most wild thing, even wilder than that, was just how many proudly displaying Trump flags are still up, which it's just like, I like whatever. Maybe it's just like too lazy to take it down.
No, he's going to be president again in a couple of months.
Yeah, good chance of that. not a joke.
The most horrible thing though is that Russian people go to the Poconos.
Yeah, those
so they were like, people. There was like old Russian people everywhere.
Anybody like, you knew?
No one I knew. There was some like, so there was this lake and I'm like swimming and then there's just like, I hear Russian and I'm like, I can't even relax here.
Okay, hold on. Was it horrible because you felt like you were looking into the future?
Yeah.
Oh, that's in the background.
It's hard. Here's why it's horrible. Like if foreigners of any other, denomination, I don't understand what they're talking about. I don't like their foreign language is just chatter, but because they're speaking Russian, I know what they're saying. And like, I can't tune it out. Like even people speaking English, I could just block it out. But just for some reason, old people speaking Russian, I have to hear their conversations. And they're always the most trivial thing. Like it was so funny. It was two old couples, like just geriatrics. And one of them was telling the other one, like, Fiona, we have to go back. Like, we have to go back. Someone's going to steal our stuff on the beach or whatever. And, like, this is like a gated community, you know? Like,
did you swim back at full speed so you could steal their stuff?
Yeah, right? Yeah, and, like, and it's like, what do they have to steal? Like, their fucking seltzer bottles? Like, what? Like, and so the other one. And the other one was like, Mara, this isn't that kind of neighborhood. Don't worry about it. But in Russian, you know. Yeah. So there
should have robbed them.
I should have, just to prove Fido right. Like, I told you we should have someone should have stayed back with the stuff.
A lot of crabs in that water, too, or no?
No crabs. It was a lake, so
you wear goggles?
It wasn't even salty, huh?
Do you wear goggles in the lake?
I didn't bring my goggles, so I had to do the blinds. And it was more. It was like a smaller area, so I could have used the goggles much more there.
There's
you should have stolen Fiona's goggles.
That's why they were worried about the bag.
They're like, oh, we got nice goggles.
There's a place, like an hour north of Tucson, like literally north on top of Mount Lemmon. And it's so weird because the environment up there is significantly different than the desert environment here. And it feels like New York, like even the weather is like 25 degrees cooler. So we went a week or so ago and there's an actual lake over there. And we went to the lake. There's no swimming though, but there is fishing. And I was standing by the water, and I don't know what a crawfish looks like, but it looked like either a lobster or a crawfish that walked up to my feet. And I was like, whoa, that is so incredible.
Did you?
It's like trippy.
Grab it and eat it?
No, delicious. I don't eat shellfish.
You hit it with a baseball bat?
No, I did not have one.
I'm not really a fan of the crawfish. It's too much work for... too little return.
So you could have it in that you don't have to have it like the DIY version. You could have it in like a jambalaya or an etouffee.
It looked like a roach, like a sea or like a water roach.
I mean, that's what they are, but they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So how come you don't eat roaches?
Because I don't think they're delicious, probably. There's less meat on them.
If I was in a foreign country and it was a delicacy there, I'd try it.
I would not.
If it was like, you know, barbecue roach.
No.
Barbecue water bug? Smoked water bug? Maybe.
It's just roaches are so dirty. Like, I wouldn't trust them to just clean the roach properly. Like, not that they're not even trying.
I mean, like, all animals are dry. Like, that, it's like...
I think something in our brains, like, when you see something that's, like, disgusting or, like, means disease, it makes you, like, coil away from it. And I think that, like, through the evolutionary process, like, that's what we have with roaches. So it's very unusual when someone eats them and they can get past that. I can't.
I'm not denying that's true in what you said, Noah, but I also think the practicality of it is kind of disgusting, too.
To be clear, I'm not seeking out eating roaches. I'm just saying, like...
I think you are.
If any live cast fan wants to send chocolate ants or whatever.
I will not be eating. Don't send four portions. One is good.
Just
for
send
Rob.
Live roaches to Rob's house. Just you'll figure it out from there.
No.
Get one of those.
Now, I do want some shrimp, though.
Mm-mm.
Get some. We're not stopping you. Go get some fucking shrimp.
Grilled some shrimp this weekend. It was very nice. There's a nice grill.
I remember asking you about what she ate this weekend.
Had some steak as well. Some burgers.
There's
more red meat than I've had in a very long time. But, you know, it's America's birthday.
I'm trying not to eat the red meat. I got a colonoscopy coming up. Follow up one on 29th.
Yeah,
I drink that liquid before.
It wasn't too bad. Like the last time I did it, it wasn't that bad. You got to eat Jell-O. Like you can't eat any solid food for a day. And then the night before, you got to drink that stuff. And it sort of, I think it just cleans you out. And also it makes your poop have a color to it so that when they're fooling around in there, they can go, like they can avoid the stools and just find anything they're looking for.
So like eating chaladiets would not be out of the question.
I think it would because of the chunks of meat.
Yeah.
Like gelatin would be all right.
Oof.
Man,
it's bad enough. I don't need to add chaladiets to the.
That's what the stuff looks like.
What would you eat first? If dumped your head, you have to eat one or the other, a smoked roach or chaladiets.
Do I have to eat equal quantities of each? Or like
yes,
a little roach. The amount of roaches to make up the size of chaladiets.
It's the same quantity, quantity.
I go with the chaladiets because at least it's like, can I have chicken chaladiets at least?
Yeah.
Something normal in the...
Yeah. That's so funny. Occasionally I will message the crew if I'm ever at one of these Russian stores. Some of them have like buffet style stuff that you could have. And they'll just have all these varieties of chaladiets, which I've only ever had... chicken, maybe I might have had beef once or twice.
Jalapeno cheddar, is that one of the options?
No, it's like fish. It's like there's ones with like a whole fish in it. It's it's not even like fish chop. It's like the actual. It's like what?
It's just determined to make
beef,
a bad thing worse.
Yeah.
You know, it's like how can we make this even more disgusting?
Is there a cockroach chalad yet?
I haven't
negate
that
the
yet. I mean, that really brings it all together, doesn't
you
it?
You never know. The cockroaches might have just crawled in the fucking gelatin.
Now, for newer listeners, chalad yet, to be clear, is savory gelatin. It's savory jello, so it's like chicken broth gelatin.
Not the right word.
With chunks of chicken in it. Hanging out.
The roaches were just like around and they saw that and they're like, well, this clearly is for us, right? Humans wouldn't eat this. Let's get in there.
And then they crawl in and they crawl right the fuck out because it's so disgusting. Like, this is worse than us.
Give us back the garbage.
Like, we're disgusting, man, but this is another level.
And if
we just exist, we didn't ask to be born. Somebody chose to make this all a dance. That's a fucking sin.
To answer your question, Rob, I would eat the chaladiets. I would not enjoy it, but I would rather have that than a cockroach in my mouth.
I do.
I'm sorry. That's the you're giving me a gun to my head choice. That's my choice.
Also, check out our YouTube page to see video of Darren trying Challah Dip for the first time. And
all of us tried it, really.
Well, Sid had it before, I'm sure.
I don't think so. I think I always refused.
And then you refuse. So yeah. Full circle.
In our YouTube chat, Colin mentions that he turned 30 on July 3rd. Happy birthday, Colin.
Very nice.
It's all grown up.
A little birthday kiss. Let me give you 30 birthday kisses.
Please.
I have the Challah Dip instead. I think that was 40. You're aging.
One for good luck.
So that means he was like 18 when the show started.
Jeez.
Is he still walking dogs?
He's an accountant now, isn't he?
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
You had me going. I said that's so deadpan. I believed you. Oh, there's another thunderhead there.
Yeah, same here.
Glad I'm inside.
Glad I'm here. Before the thunder cuts out our power, folks, we're going to get out of here. Once again, I do want to mention our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you video versions of the episodes. And for $10 a month, you get all of the $5 a month perks, plus a little shout out at the end of the show as our top live cast fans of the week. Darren, do you feel like doing it this week as Dave Mustaine? Do you think
you
should do it?
Oh, you put me on the spot here. All right, here we go.
Make sure you use the corrected list that I sent and not the first one that I sent with the wrong name in it.
And Rob, maybe you could blow a kiss for every name that Darren reads.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fun. I want to do this the right way, musically. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Stand by. Okay.
And here's our first guy. His name is Eric Robaganoush, a.k.a. Justin, Benjamin El Duderino and Dan R, and Mindy Mayer's Kippa, Croc Destroyer, Cattle Decaf, Sim I is, can't even read that, Gender Shishur Shishushit, the Crustacean Sensation, a.k.a. Godstopper!
Sorry,
go ahead. Sing the chorus.
No, that's it.
Dallas Robin Hero and Hugo likes tacos. Lando Danks, LaCroix, and Scooby-Doo 182. Douglas, who are you, Levison? And that's our Patreon fans of the week.
Feeling paranoid, true enemy, your false friend. He's attacking me, and my air is getting thin. Metal Injection Live Cast! That's our show, folks. Thank you for tuning in. We love you. We kissed you. Send us your feedback, hatemail@metalinjection.net. And we'll be back next week, and it's Sid's birthday month.
Yeah.
Wish Sid some happiness.
Are we doing anything special?
Yeah, doing a Texas trip at the end of the month, but that's not for my birthday.
So, I don't want to, we're going to get out of here, but I want to mention that Sid is going to, he's thinking about waking up at 4 in the morning to get barbecue.
Yes.
Where?
At Snow's Barbecue with that old lady, pit mistress.
You have to get up at 4 a.m.?
In Texas?
Well, no, yeah, I have to get up at like closer to 3 a.m. to get there by 4 or 5 a.m. because they're only open one day a week, and it sells out very quickly. And this lady is very old and can die at any minute, and then you never get the barbecue again.
Imagine you stand on that line, and she just dies, and you don't ever get your food.
That's the day that she doesn't show up for work. Oh,
just your luck.
Gutted.
It's like DeFera's Pizza.
Yeah.
That's close, too, I think.
But at least that was open every day of the week, I think, right? This is like one part of one day, but I think we're going to do it. And then I will report back.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Till then, ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
The recording has stopped.
Yay.
We did it. Definitely something from that Buckcherry thing. We had a lot of fun there.
Yeah.
And the Mustaine, the old Megadeth website.
Oh, yeah,
we
could do that.
Horoscope readings or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people probably don't even know about that website.
Yeah.
So it's a good visual.
Yeah.
Oh, and then something from the Thor video.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Bye.
Think about Rob swimming and Brighton in the water.
Crabs.
Oh, yeah, maybe something with the crabs, too.
If all four of those? We want to narrow it down.
If there's only three of them that you find worthy, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll leave it to your discretion.